Hello everyone, you're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Everyone, welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was the wonderful Diana Ross, who just recently won an award for, I think, all-time best performer. And so congratulations to her and her wonderful family. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We are looking at a new year, rolling over from old experiences and old ideas, and trying to see in what way we can make them feel or sense for our own souls that it's new, to create a new kind of energy that can actually manifest externally what we might think at an ego level, a different reality, a different format, a different place, a different relationship, a different house, a different dog, a different body. It's not that the external has to always be so different, but definitely the external changes a lot based on where our energies are currently. A group of us went to Florida, and we're happy that Sister Gita is also there in warm, sunny Florida, settling herself in for the holiday time and for the Christmas time. And we realized when we got back the importance of energies being aligned between people, that when individuals share some base principles or some base common value systems, how much of a unity and how much power there is in that, you don't feel that you are ever alone, because there are a number of individuals who share some very, very deep innate principles of the spirit. And I feel that all kinds of illnesses, actually, that we encounter in our lives come because there's a conflict within our own being. Something's not working within ourselves. And we could see it in terms of how we address our relationship, how we handle our finance, how we handle the way our mind thinks about something, and definitely our health. That if there is something within the being that is still grappling with some unresolved issue from the past, sometimes our body will signal to us there's something wrong. But what is the cure? What is the cure for all the illnesses that are plaguing our world today? I mean, a few hundred years ago, we only lived up to about 40. I mean, we're now living comfortably up to 80 thanks to science. But what if we can do science and we can still do the spiritual aspects of our own well-being, where we tap into the purity of the soul's worth and the purity of the soul's intentions, along with bringing that energy of purity of the soul into the cells of the body, into the physical form. On occasions, I've had times where I could feel I'm coming down with the flu. I'm not saying I'm 100% of this. I'm just sharing with you some instances where I could feel that a virus had entered my body. I could feel that I'm about to get a cold, and my mind says, no, you don't have the time. Not right now. Not now. I don't have it. It's not going to happen. And I could feel how my mental ability would actually push out the vibration of that. Now, friends, I'm not saying I do it all the time, but I do have the proof that if my mind is in a very powerfully energetic place, I trust that it can have an impact on nature. Go into the home of a family that's been arguing for months, and you will feel the vibration of the energy of that arguing through their walls. You can feel it in their sofa. You will definitely feel it in their food. Enter the home of a family that's always at peace, honors one another, and there's a lot of happiness. You can feel it in the walls. You can feel it in the atmosphere. You'll definitely feel it in the food. So energies matter. What I think matters. How I think matters. How I project the way that I think about another person matters. Stay tuned. We're going to have a conversation with energy healer Richard Gordon to find out how energy actually works on our being. Before I go to Richard, here's Letting Go from Off the Grid Into the Heart Meditation CD. Take a deep breath. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, welcome back. That was Letting Go from Off the Grid into the Heart by yours truly, me, Sister Jenna. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. Today, we're proud to welcome Richard Gordon. Richard is recognized as one of the pioneers in the field of energy healing. With over 40 years of experience, he's the author of 4 best-selling books, now published in 17 languages, and his newest book is entitled The Secret Nature of Matter. With certified practitioners of his work in over 50 countries, Richard's work was praised by Mr. Dr. C. Norman Shealy, founding president of the American Holistic Medical Association, as the first technique that may truly allow us all to become healers. Today, as the founder of Quantum Touch, Richard is an internationally acclaimed speaker at conferences, medical centers, chiropractic colleges, and holistic health institutes. Today, we welcome Richard Gordon to America Meditating Radio. Happy New Year, Richard. Nice to have you on the air.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I know this energy healing is so important because I feel it has a lot to do with what's going on at a soul level. That's a level of thought. That's a level of the ideas that you hold for yourself, the way you project those ideas in your interpretation of others. But what was it? What was it that started you off on your path of energy healing?
It was the last thing I thought I would ever be interested in, but It's consumed my life. I grew up as an atheist, and by the time I got to college, I realized I was a non-theist. I didn't have any interest in a subject I didn't believe in. But reality knocked on my door and I had to open my eyes to what was actually happening. I was getting sicker and sicker. I went to a doctor and he said, let's wait till you get worse and see what we can do for you.
Wow.
He said, you got a lot of symptoms, but nothing's big enough to treat yet. So let's wait till you get worse. I ended up studying holistic health and learned about a form of energy healing called polarity therapy that took me from feeling my worst to my best in an hour. I wrote a book on the subject that became a bestseller throughout the 1980s. And just before the book came out, I met a gentleman who showed me something that I could not believe my eyes. He was working on my girlfriend, and she had a major scoliosis, and he was just touching her hips, and they were rolling back to alignment, touching the cranial bones, and they were moving visibly. And I was watching the scoliosis straightening out. And he told a lot of tall tales, but I had to give it to him. He was actually doing something. I figured I'll never learn this, but I did. And it is the easiest skill that there is to learn, which is just so ironic that human beings can do things that we didn't even think were possible. But because they don't study this in colleges and universities, they don't find it because it's right there before their eyes. This human ability to move this amazing energy we call life force energy or chi or prana or ki, many, many words in different cultures. But modern science calls it woo-woo or placebo or bogus or, you know, some such name. And they won't examine something they don't believe in.
Are there principles regarding energy healing? When I was a little girl, I remembered watching television shows like I Dream of Jeannie, you remember, and Bewitched. And I used to just go, wow, it would be so cool if I could let my mind do these things. And I know that we can, but we're so distracted of what real power is like. And we're so distracted from the fact that inner power isn't about yelling or bullying your way through a relationship or a situation, but it's about bringing, I would say, the purest of yourself forward to see the magic happen. So is there a principle behind energy healing, especially where the purity of consciousness, the purity of intention is applied?
Well, actually, you're exactly correct. Coming from that purity of heart, of love, of gratitude, of wanting to help another, feeling mildly angelic inside, goes a long way to doing the work better. But the way we're learning how to access the energy. Now, that's the quality of the energy, is the purity. But the energy itself we can generate through simple breathing and body awareness exercises. There's no magical symbols or attunements or any kind of woo that we're adding to it. We're learning how to feel our body in waves. And this is actually very easy to do. We've had children and great-grandparents learning this effortlessly. It's very easy to learn. But you feel these waves of energy moving through yourself, and you combine them with breathing techniques. And that takes about an hour or two for people to get good enough to be able to demonstrate this. And then, in principle, what we do is we're raising our energy field throughout the session, and we create a field of energy. And then the other person responds to that field of energy, and their body and spiritual intelligence decides how the healing is going to happen. We like to believe that the healer was the one who was sick and got well, and a great healer was someone very sick who got well quickly. I don't know how to heal a paper cut on my finger. I don't know how to heal anybody. But their body and spiritual intelligence is incredibly wise and can do that healing. So in principle, it's resonance and entrainment. That means that their body matches your vibration. You raise your vibration. They entrain or match your vibration. And then their body and spiritual intelligence does the healing.
How will I know that I've met somebody who aligns with my energy, that we can both resonate at a higher level to be able to make that happen? For example, I have a very dear friend who's got a heart issue, which is very debilitating, that and when it really kicks in and it won't be working, then doctors told her you'll only have about maybe 2 or 3 years maximum left. So she walks around saying, well, at least I'm okay now. But how do we find someone or something that can resonate at the level that it could help? And what if I never find someone, Richard? Is it capable of still working if I can align myself to some interpretation of a higher power, let's say God, for example?
Well, you've asked about five wonderful questions.
I know. So don't you love it? Welcome to America Meditating.
I love it. Yeah. And so I'm going to try to unpack this a little bit at a time, or maybe a lot at a time. Eventually, if you're looking for a practitioner, the best question to ask is, how do you feel after a long day of doing sessions? If they say, I sacrificed myself to help others and I'm drained, call someone else. If they say, I feel best, I'm supercharged, make your appointment at the end of the day, because they get stronger and stronger with every session. And that also means they're in tune. They're doing a good job. Yes, people can do amazing healing on themselves. As I said before, a great healer was someone very sick who got well quickly. And there is another whole dimension to energy healing. And there's three pathways toward energy healing. The first pathway is what we normally call placebo, where suggestion or deception or dishonesty is utilized to get a person to believe they're getting better. And that can, about one-third of the time, cause healing, but nobody likes to be lied to, so it's not very popular. The second method is energy healing, like quantum touch, where we're able to hold a field of energy over that person's heart, whether you're there physically or you're on the moon. It wouldn't matter how far away you are. There is no such thing as distance as far as the energy and spirituality is concerned. Love does not diminish from distance. The third one is less known, and you were kind of bringing it up a little bit in the introduction. It's an entirely other modality I created called self-created health. And this helps people find and release the core emotional causes of the condition. When they've released the emotions, only then are they capable of then realizing how they hurt themselves and others by holding on to it. And that leads to remorse, and that leads to the position where a person is capable of dealing with profound self-forgiveness. And the self-forgiveness then turns into explosive, overwhelming self-love. And that self-love is uncontainable and becomes love of higher self, God, goddess, all that is, infinite, et cetera, et cetera. And that becomes the most joyful experience a person has ever had in their life. To become, oh, by the way, the symptoms disappeared. But what was more important was it got back to the love. So that process called self-created health is something that people can do. It requires great courage and willingness. Not everybody's willing to go there, but everybody can. And then the body heals itself. And I discovered that when I had severe flu symptoms and got better in an hour, 100% better. And that was an amazing experience that happened way back in 1980.
Why isn't this the way? Why isn't it that more people are aware of it? Is it sort of like a spiritual thing? Like, is it that souls just have to be ready to heal in this way, to be honest with themselves, to believe that love is the cure? Why don't we see this on CBS News or ABC News? Now, everybody, you can heal. No more drugs are needed.
Well, I wouldn't say no, but I would no drugs, but I would say, yeah, we could probably reduce things radically. I say that it is a spiritual thing, and culturally, you don't see, how many movies do you see where people are being completely honest and vulnerable about how they're feeling? How many movies do you see where redemption with violence or sitcom romance is not the way it's going? We have a culture where people suppress their emotions. And you see psychotherapists who are terribly suppressed emotionally. Mm-hmm. And they study rats in mazes as opposed to their honest, vulnerable, real experiences. And here's the other reason. Our pain is deeper than we want to know. Everybody's been traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But our love goes deeper than we can know. You see, the love goes all the way to the end. It goes to infinity. There is no limit to how deep love goes. But the pain prevents people from being willing to experience the depth of the love. The treasures sink to the bottom of the sea. And when you dive into the pool of emotion, and you put your toes in the water, you go, oh, it hurts in there. I don't want to have to feel it. Yeah, it's true, it does. But if you go to the bottom, that's where the infinite love is. The treasure is at the bottom. And so it's difficult and vulnerable for people to explore that. Now, most people start out with quantum touch, and they discover that their love has a tremendous impact in bringing down the suffering and pain of others. So we just did a study recently where people with high levels of pain, primarily from fibromyalgia, arthritis, or from accident, they all received a single quantum touch session. There were 41 people in the study with 50 pain conditions. 100% of the pain conditions responded to quantum touch, which is way beyond placebo. And the average pain relief was over 67%. So this is a very powerful alternative. But one of the reasons it isn't utilized, a nurse who was working with post-surgical patients was doing quantum touch on the patients. And the doctor said, you have to stop doing that here. And she said, why? He said, well, we can no longer predict how much pain medication to give the patients.
Wow.
Well, I guess the priority was selling drugs, not alleviating suffering. These are the considerations.
Sort of sometimes painful that, and I've been talking a lot about this, that folks that are in just so much power, corporate greed, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, they have so much influence over the way that we as the normal citizens feel like we're so trapped in a system that the only way out of that system is self-empowerment. This is why I believe in work like what you're doing. Congratulations on your new book, The Secret Nature of Matter. Definitely, your mind does matter. You know, it does matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us what I know. What is it that our readers can actually get from the book? And leave us with maybe, share with us one snippet. You've already done one earlier, but another one that could perhaps help someone who might be struggling with fibromyalgia, for example. I don't know, something.
Well, the secret, the pain relief of things is mostly helpful with quantum and self-created health. This is how I would suggest people approach it. I made a series of discoveries over the last 40 years, and starting with one that the world doesn't even believe possible, which was that you could cause a spontaneous postural alignment with just a light touch. About 10 years ago, I found out that I could do it by meditating, and I could cause that shift. And for some people, that's what they need. We have something called Quantum Touch 2.0, where you don't even have to touch people and you can work two or three times faster. And then 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, a friend told me that he found out that if you make a movie of yourself doing a healing session, people watching the movie may experience healing. I thought, well, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. He said, test it. So to align posture, which is not what 99% of people care about, accelerating healing and pain relief. They don't care about the posture thing. But I like it because I can measure somebody in less than 2 seconds and know if they're out of alignment or in. So I made a movie of myself meditating, and it caused a spontaneous postural alignment, SPA. And then I started testing, and I discovered that I could put energy and intention into any kind of physical object, glass, plastic, rubber, paper, pebbles, you name it, cigarette butts, it wouldn't matter. And all matter is equally able to hold energy and attention. And if I touch somebody with that object, it would immediately cause the hips to permanently align and the occipital bones at the back of the skull to permanently align. This blew my mind. And that was just the beginning of where this went. Because when you explore the intersection of matter and consciousness, you begin to discover so many things with vast implications. This would change all the sciences. Now, this shows us that we are spiritual beings, that the mind is not confined to the brain, that our love is valuable and has an impact on the outer reality. It would change our understanding of quantum physics, because they're not including consciousness into the equations. And it would change so much more than that. So the alignment is really not a big deal. I mean, people really don't care about it, but they don't care about the phases of Venus. But that's how Galileo was able to know the Earth goes around the sun.
Can I ask a question? Let's say that we are moving along in our lives with a particular pattern. Let's say you've moved along your life for maybe 20 years, 30 years, focusing on what's wrong with you, what's wrong with the world, your own pain, your disillusionment with people, the fact that you don't trust people, you're always very suspicious, and then you come down with a really severe illness. And we come across you, Richard Gordon, and we come across your book, and then all of a sudden I say, oh, yes, I definitely want to heal myself, so I'm going to put some vibrations in this object, and then I'm going to touch it on my back and to make sure and so I can heal myself. And we tried, and we tried everything that you said in the book, but we found that it didn't work. Could you speak to the reality, the real-time reality that...
Yes.
It is so important for us to be very honest with our patterns and why it's important to address those patterns, because when we do decide seriously take on the role of being accountable to our well-being, that honesty with the self will be essential as we participate in some sort of an energy healing. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Sometimes people jump into it and they're not even responsible for the fact that I've not really been very positive with my life and yet I want the best. So my thing is, I want to get people out of a sort of a denial. Okay, so now I'm going to try Richard's program. It didn't work. So they tell people, I tried your program 10 times over. It didn't work. But I never told anyone. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't do my self-checking, too, to find out how I got here. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, of course. Deal is, when people learn to use energy healing, they do get results. And they're not always permanent. And that's the part where we need to go deeper. And so for relief of pain and suffering and alleviating symptoms, at least in the short term, we see extremely high percentage of results with quantum touch. So if a person gets a session from a practitioner, they're likely to get a lot of benefit. And sometimes it's all they need, and sometimes they're going to need a lot more than that. But if they want to go deeper and they want to really examine the core elements that have created that problem in the first place, the point of view that they were holding, the cynicism, the suppressed anger and hurt that they're feeling, then they can take a course I call self-created health. And that will help them to discover, usually it takes about 10 to 20 minutes, find out exactly what the emotional cause is. And that was an insight that I had quite a while ago. But it took me 30 years to go from that insight to the entire spectrum of what was there. Because discovering the emotional cause is only the first of 7 steps. When they realize that everything about their symptoms and what it keeps them from doing and the emotions they have about it, every single aspect of their condition is an expression of how they stopped loving. That the body has the ability to be sick, not as a dysfunction, but a communication from their higher consciousness. It is a gift, not the problem. And so the whole medical thing is designed to suppress symptoms and to avoid the emotional causes. And so we're going to turn this all on our head. And if people really want to get well, there are self-created health classes around the world, and we're beginning to work on a book to really put this together in a way that people can access it very effectively. But the best is to actually learn how to do this yourself and with loved ones, and to find those emotional causes, to release the intensity of those emotions, and then, after you've done the release work, can you then try to take the responsibility to realize that, you hurt yourself. Yeah, Dad beat you up, but you've been beating yourself up ever since. You've been beating up other people. And that's that core realization, oh, my God, I really hurt myself. I did this to me. That leads to tremendous remorse. But remorse is not guilt. Remorse is healthy. And from the remorse, now the bow has been pulled back so far that the self-forgiveness can become extraordinarily meaningful and powerful.
I love that. As we get to a close, Richard, can we explore a little bit about death? If the mind is not confined to the brain, or I would say the soul isn't confined to the brain, Mm-hmm. And would you say that we refer to as death isn't really the end? I mean, isn't it the end of consciousness, or is it just the end of a part that the soul has played in a particular matter, in a particular body?
Well, you've really hit the nail on the head there. It's mm-hmm. exactly right. The one of about 30 implications of the secret nature of matter is that the mind is not confined to the brain. And another one is, if the mind is not confined to the brain and all matter is holding conscious, does the death of the brain mean the death of the mind? And the implication, of course, is no, it does not mean. And so I'm a big believer myself that there's reincarnation, because it's a little like Groundhog Day, where you learn to do it a little better every time until you finally get it right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the many lifetimes are about. I think my own personal belief is that the death can be a great awakening for people. Mm-hmm. And it could be one of the most joyous experiences we can have. Like, oh my God, I forgot who I was. How funny is this? How great is this? And how sad is this that I screwed it up? And how funny it is that I forgot my true nature of infinite love and connection to source, and belief that I was Joe Schmo, you know, living this painful, vindictive life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the possibilities are so wide open for us to
right.
to become more. We're
right.
just at that early stage of development.
Sometimes I think, Richard, our souls are just lazy. We've tried to, I think we're just so caught up on the external, which seems easy, even though it's painful for the self. But I just, we're lazy at a soul level. We're, in some way, some of us have just given up on our capacity, our inner capacity. But I know that the times that we're in are actually waking us all up. And so touche, and congratulations to Destiny for giving us a major wake-up call in these last year or two. I love the fact that the work that you're doing is helping us to become more accountable. I think that's really where we need to focus on, is how I can heal my past, get out of the blame and the emotional debris, and really look at the energy of love as not just the healing energy, but the energy that we really are. Do you have any closing remarks, Richard, that you'd like to share with us? And where can
sure.
our readers get a copy of The Secret Nature of Matter?
Well, you can go to any bookstore, Amazon, whatever, for The Secret Nature of Matter. You can learn more about Quantum Touch at quantumtouch.com. Close off, I would say that your love is more powerful than you know. Your love actually has a physical impact on other people and is extraordinarily valuable. All the people who have ever hurt you made you feel like your love didn't have any impact and it wasn't valuable and it wasn't good enough. But the truth is, your love is more powerful than you can imagine, and it has tremendous impact.
Yes, I'm going to concur, and I completely believe that. May 2018 be one of your best years ever, the year that you really rise to everything that you believe in that is true, and may the world come to hear about the secret nature of matter.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Richard. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, folks, we have it in our hands. You've heard it from Richard Gordon. We do have the power to heal ourselves. I wish we would stop being so lazy and just do it. You know, modern technology has really stripped so much energy from us. I don't know how we're going to gain our superpowers back. Is it through crisis, or is it going to be through virtue? I'll leave that up to you for 2018. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. Look for Richard Gordon, too. He's at quantumtouch.com. I think there's a lot there that you could learn. We didn't even cover 5% of what Richard's really, really trying to hit at. But I hope whatever he did share was enough for you to go out and get a copy of his new book, The Secret Nature of Matter. Take care, everyone, and be extremely good to yourself as much as you can. And let's make this the best year of our lives. Here's Paul Leftenegger. It's Only Love. Take care.
When I was a boy, I knew I loved different. so